In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? We choose freedom. The freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win.
I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Paid for by Harris for President.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn back to that extraordinary story, the exploding pagers across Lebanon and Syria yesterday. At least 9 people killed, 2,800 injured as the devices blew up in an apparently synchronized attack. Hezbollah blaming its arch enemy Israel on the attack. For more on this, we're joined by Tom Clonan, security analyst and independent senator, of course, at Trinity College Dublin. Tom, is there any doubt here that this is the work of Mossad, the intelligence agency for Israel?
Good morning. It's unlikely to have been anybody else, given the scale of it. The timing of it, given the exchanges of rocket and missile fire between Hezbollah and Israel since the October 7 attacks. So the confrontation between Israel and Hezbollah has been escalating. The Israelis under Netanyahu have announced this morning that they're going to expand and alter their conflict against Hezbollah as an extension of their operation in Gaza. So all of this coincides. Interestingly, Hezbollah leaders had been targeted recently for really kind of pinpoint attacks. A number of their combat leaders and political leaders were assassinated by drone strike. And Hezbollah believed that mobile phone traffic had been used to triangulate their positions. So recently, Hezbollah issued its wide, vast membership with these pagers, which are a kind of a technology you'd associate with the 1990s. I carried one myself in the 1990s, and they're a small, chunky kind of piece of electronics. They'd be a bit chunkier than a mobile phone, maybe about the size of a cigarette packet, maybe slightly smaller. And they distributed thousands of these to Hezbollah members because they felt that that older technology would be more difficult to track.
And you can see why. It does seem, and there's lots of theories going around. By the way, just one of the stories just breaking at the moment, the Taiwanese company Gold Apollo saying the pagers that exploded were made by a company in Budapest. It does seem that at some point Mossad managed to, if that's who we are talking about, managed to plant some kind of explosive into the pagers.
Yeah, I mean, the initial flurry of hypotheses on online and amongst some analysts was that there was some sort of a way that the batteries had been allowed to heat to such an extent that the things exploded or went on fire. And I mean, that's just not plausible, given, you know, the range and geographical spread of the pages and the timing of it, like that this happens simultaneously. It would appear to me that because these pages were distributed recently, that at some point in the distribution process or the manufacturing process, some state actor, because this would, you'd need the resources of a state, intervened. And my best guess is that they placed a small amount of high explosives like RDX or P4 into the devices. I've looked at a lot of the detonations online, the footage, CCTV footage, and it is a detonation. It's consistent with a small amount of high explosives being detonated. And also the injuries, massive soft tissue injuries around the buttocks and the groin area, abdomen, and up around the head and hands where people might have been holding these pagers, the face, facial eye injuries. Basically, high explosives like that is, you can shape it anyway. Like, it's kind of like mola or plasticine. Mm. It's very stable. So you could insert it in around the circuits and the power unit of a pager. To get a detonation of the size that would cause those injuries, you'd need maybe about an ounce or 2 ounces. So you'd be looking at the size of a pea or something like that.
Okay.
And that's sufficient to cause that amount of damage. How they detonated it could have been on a timer, or it could have been detonated by a particular signal. And time power units like that are used in high explosive, improvised explosive devices all around the world, mobile phones, pagers, to detonate them. So they had a ready-made detonator.
Tom, just briefly before we let you go, the likely impact on the conflict in the Middle East, I'm presuming it's only going to exacerbate issues.
There's a couple of things here. When you get past the technology, the ingenuity of this attack and its novelty, this is a simple mass IED, an improvised explosive device attack. And it would not be consistent with the laws of armed conflict. I just want to be clear on that. Now, I condemn Hezbollah completely for their murder of Irish troops. But this signals to Hezbollah and to the world that Israel is serious. And it also, because this is essentially an act of terror as opposed to an act of conventional warfare. I think if they go into Lebanon, they're going to do what they did in Gaza. They're going to absolutely use brutal force and violate the Geneva Convention. So we must do everything in our power to prevent this escalation. This would draw the United States into the war, possibly a confrontation with Iran. So it's one of those turning point. If all sides can kind of step back from this, but given the scale and the nature of this attack, I think it's going to be very, very difficult for Tom people Clonan. To step back.
Dr. Tom Clonan, security analyst, independent senator. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.